Arab leaders are gathering in Beirut for their two-day summit, which opens tomorrow. Top item on the agenda is a Middle East peace plan proposed by Saudi Arabia. It would have Israel return to pre-1967 borders in exchange for recognition by the Arab world. The summit is expected to endorse the proposal. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is awaiting a decision by Israel on whether he will be able to travel to Beirut for the meeting. Arafat has been confined to the West Bank city of Ramallah since December. Israel has lifted a travel ban on his movement between the West Bank and Gaza, but not travel beyond the territories. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. Why does the United States believe Arafat should attend this meeting?
Well, American officials have said that they want the focus of the Arab summit to be on the Saudi proposal and not on whether Yasser Arafat was attending the meeting or not attending the meeting. And in fact, the Bush administration has put pretty heavy pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to allow Arafat to go. Yesterday, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said that Sharon should seriously consider allowing him to go. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said it's in Israel's interest because an important peace proposal will be discussed. So the Bush administration has made it very clear that they would like Yasser Arafat to be there. And Israeli analysts say it's going to be difficult for Sharon to say no, although a final decision has not been made.
Have Israeli officials commented on the Saudi peace plan?
Well, they haven't commented much officially, but no Israeli government has ever agreed to a complete withdrawal to the 1967 lines, which would include an Israeli withdrawal from all of East Jerusalem and from the Golan Heights as well. And Israeli analysts say that given Sharon's policies so far, given the fact that, you know, Israeli peace groups say, in fact, that 34 new Jewish settlements were established in the West Bank and Gaza just over the past year, they say that it seems unlikely that Ariel Sharon would be the first to agree to a withdrawal to the 67 borders.
Why isn't Israel said Arafat can go to Beirut?
Well, they haven't made a final decision. What they've said so far is that the conditions are not right yet. They have demanded that Arafat make a very clear call for a ceasefire, either officially sign a deal or speak to his people in Arabic calling for a ceasefire. And they say that not only hasn't that happened, but that there have been ongoing attacks. For example, today a car was stopped at an Israeli roadblock on its way just a few hundred meters from the largest mall in Jerusalem. And when the soldiers at the roadblock stopped it, it kept going. The soldiers chased it and the car blew up. It's not clear if it was a car bomb or perhaps more likely a Palestinian suicide bomber, because police say that the explosives were apparently on one of the bodies of the people. But Israel is pointing to that and saying it shows that there still hasn't been any real effort by Yasser Arafat to stop these attacks.
Is there a concern Arafat might not be allowed back from Beirut?
Oh, there certainly is concern among Palestinians. I mean, Palestinians look at this whole, Palestinians on the street and Palestinian officials, they say this whole thing about whether Israel deciding whether or not Arafat can go, they see it as a real humiliation and a slap in the face. Prime Minister Sharon has said that if Arafat does go to the summit and then makes a speech, you know, using what Sharon calls incitement to violence, or if there's a large-scale attack while Yasser Arafat is in Beirut, that he might not be allowed to come back. On the other hand, the Bush administration has made it clear that if Israel says that Arafat can go, that the assumption is that he will be allowed back, that we're talking about a round-trip ticket here, not a one-way.
And the U.S. mediator, Anthony Zinni, how's he doing in trying to arrange a formal ceasefire?
Well, he presented some bridging proposals Sunday night. There was supposed to be a meeting last night that was canceled because the Palestinians said they needed a little bit more time to study it. Today, the Israeli defense minister said Israel accepts the bridging proposals with some reluctance. He said gritting their teeth on some things. The Palestinians have not yet officially responded.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.